Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because they felt like in our pre-show today, which is called Behind the Curtain, that Big O was correct in his assessment about this Falcon football team and how, you know, this season might play out.
In other words, we overestimated how good they'd be. And that Oren said, yeah, there's too many things, too many variables to get over that over-under Vegas had set at 7.5 or 8.
Absolutely. And one of those gentlemen apparently has now hit Day-Day up and said, hey, I mean, I listen every day too, guys. Tim G, 1981, apparently heard us talking about him earlier and was like, yo, I'm a big fan of the show. Tim G, we just wanted to tell you, thank you, all right? But we probably disagree on the assessment of where you thought this was. And again, right now it's easy. When you're sitting at 4-8, everybody and their mom's coming out and going, oh, I told you so.
But again, you know, there was an over-under of 6.5 to 7 for Carolina, who, by the way, has already hit that. They're there, you know, and that's the thing. There's always going to be a game you lose, always been a game or two you're supposed to, not supposed to win that you win. Teams are always rising and falling. But we were a 6-3. The core of this team was a playoff team, right? Now, we were hoping that we were going to – remember, I think the number we said was 10 or 12
That's right.
combined for James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker. Talk about sacks. They're on pace for that or more. So they're doing their job. I had higher hopes. One of the guys who was underperforming is Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd has not been as good as we expected. He's always been an 8.5 sack guy everywhere he goes. But, you know, we didn't know what Divine Diablo was. He's been a pleasant surprise. The problem has been coaching. Okay, they don't coach the guys up. We talked to Arch last hour, and we said, look, you really can't blame this on Marquise Williams. The buck stops with the special teams coach. You had to bench a pro bowler for not doing his job, and the next man up's not that good. So either we dive into the practice squad, or we have to start using starters and special teams, because these guys are killing us. We've lost a ton of games because of special teams. We lost a ton of games because of mistakes and miscues from the coaching staff. Talked about San Francisco and the too many men, not enough guys on the field. These are all parts of this season. But this team, the core was 6-3. And oh, by the way, everyone who told me it was a great idea to have two quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins was the insurance policy this year. Now we're cashing it. I agree with Arch on one thing. He hit some guys in the hands on Sunday.
No doubt.
And they weren't making plays.
Look, drops kill you. I mean, this is where sometimes quarterbacks get too much blame or too much credit. When you hit a guy in the hands, all you see is the quarterback didn't complete the pass. What nobody's talking about is why the dude missed the ball.
Michael B., by the way, just to our thought, says, you know, we talked about the Bears earlier. He goes, the Bears do not have a more talented roster. They've got better coaching. Another guy says Panthers roster is not on the same level. The coaching is bad. Talking about what we're doing here in Atlanta.
Yeah, man. Look, those are the two things that make a team, and we got – well, we thought we got both right. Now we have two big question marks. That's where we are. And the thing with Michael Penix, fair or unfair, is just moving forward, you cannot definitively tell me – that we got the quarterback situation right. We feel good about his upside, and if he comes back completely healthy, God bless him. Let's hope so. Let's hope he's all that. But right now, I cannot look at this situation and tell you that our quarterback situation is sewed up for next year, like or beyond, for that
right.
matter.
But again, we went back. You can look it up. We talked about it. The over-under was 7.5 or 8, depending on which sports book you were looking at. You and I said 10. We thought we could win. We could squeeze out two more wins. And I believe this team is capable of that. I think and wherever we go, whatever Arthur Blank decides in this offseason, I think if you don't change the coaching staff, nothing will change. I think a better coaching staff can maximize this talent. I think there'll be some players that they'll come in and evaluate and say, He's not consistent enough. He's got to go. We're not giving Kyle Pitts a contract extension. I think there'll be some players maybe on the defensive side that they'll fail. You know, Cade Nellis, maybe he's at the end of the line or he's not as good as we thought. Don't know. I'm just saying this could be what comes up when people look at the tape of our team. You said it. We got to get a better wide receiver opposite Drake London. Got to get a better corner opposite A.J. Terrell. These are things you can do without a first-round pick next year, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, we don't have enough speed on the outside.
All right, so who's talking to me? Somebody's talking smack about me here?
Oh, yeah. Chad2534 on YouTube.
This was during our pre-show.
This is correct. And now, the reason why we're reading these is because a lot of times you guys reach out and you don't think we see it or you don't think we respond. There's just a lot sometimes, and we'd love to respond to each and every one of you. But I found this one interesting. He talks to Mike Bell specifically, and he says, quote, "If I were Arthur Blank, I would have an assistant call Mike and tell him that his $5K on season tickets of a $5 billion team isn't enough to demand a face-to-face." Laughing emoji.
Well, again,
he's not done.
I said, we want to hear from Arthur Blank collectively. I don't expect an audience with Arthur Blank, you frigging moron.
He says, "What's up with this entitlement? Let me see your manager mentality that everybody seems to have lately. Jeez, Arthur isn't going to tell anybody that he's going to fire the staff while they still have five more games. You're delusional, and that is an unreasonable request. Sign Chad2534.
Hey, Chad, when you're watching Judge Judy today, because you probably don't have a job, you know, you don't have equity because you can't afford season tickets, it doesn't make me a Karen. Oh, I can return serve day-day. This is our show. Carl and I say whatever the hell we want. It's my microphone. Get your own podcast, Chad. You can do that, then you can say whatever you want there.
Chad2534.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, if you had a job that paid you enough money to buy season tickets, then you'd have some equity in the team. Now, you can be a fan without having season tickets, but I have made a larger investment in this team than you have. Ergo, I have more passion about this team than you do, and I can say, when this team is not performing, that I want to hear from the owner. And I'm not the only person here in Atlanta that wants to hear from the owner. So it's not delusional, because Arthur Blank made it his business to talk, not as much as Jerry Jones, but he certainly talked mid-season before. He has come on our show, and now it's been radio silence from an owner in the middle of the eighth consecutive losing season without a trip to the playoffs. And I don't think that makes me a Karen, my friend. I think that makes me a guy who's got a right to bellyache about a team that I invest my money in, that I spent five large to go watch in Germany. Maybe someday you can afford to go to Europe, my friend.
Oh, snap.
That was a John Kincaid legs. I just, you know, I've never really done that on our show, but it feels good. I got to be honest, to let the hate flow through you. Well, as we said, the holidays, people get down. You get some of those emails like the one he sent.
And Chad, I'm going to Europe, so there. 2534.
Wow.
Chad, here's the deal. By the way, this 5K, you act like that's just you know, chump change. It's not that it's the 5K. And by the way, it's none of your business what we paid for our tickets, because we were in when they built the stadium. And let me tell you, they were more expensive back then.
Right.
Okay?
I had season tickets going back to 98, Holmes.
Yes, but you didn't pay a PSL until 2016, 17.
Correct everything.
So you add that on to the cost of the season tickets every year. Yes, it's a large investment, man. I mean, look, I'm not out here flaunting. I know there are some people who do that. I'm not out here telling you I do this and that. The point is, I have a right, and Mike has a right to say, hey, as fans and season ticket holders, we deserve a little bit more. And I know you didn't call me out. You called Mike out, but I wanted to hear Mike's response to this, because that whole line, $5K on a season tickets on a $5 billion team isn't enough to demand a face-to-face. Okay,
wow.
So what about the guy that pays $1,000?
Yeah, what about the guy who can't? See, I don't have any kids. I'm not paying for college and all the things other people will in this world have to pay for. There's a lot of guys. There's half of them. I lost 3/4 of my old section at the Georgia Dome because guys that are carpenters like Monkey who build houses, he can't afford that. Not to put your business on the street, Monkey, but I mean, he's got bills to pay. People with mortgages who can't afford to drop a $25,000 to $5,000 PSL before you then spend the $2,000 on season tickets every year. I mean, there's a lot of folks that can't do it. I'm lucky enough to be able to do it.
Yeah, but those folks who also have kids that are in college, you're looking at one. Mike, you make a decision to invest because it's what you love.
You love the team.
It's what you love. It's not. It's your discretionary income. Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want to do with it. It doesn't matter if you have kids, you don't, or kids in college. People still make the sacrifice. They are owed the same respect.
Right.
That's what we're talking about here.
And again, there's passionate Falcon fans, I know, because guys like Monkey can basically only afford one or two games a year. He's got to go on Ticketmaster and get it. PSL is what it is. But the point we're getting, and again, I don't think, and I don't know where you got so convoluted. You
Chad 2534.
We're expecting an audience with Arthur Blank. We'll get a chance to talk to him. But what you don't understand, Chad, because obviously you're not that sharp or you haven't listened or you don't know what's going on with Arthur Blank, he's very in tune with the customer. That's what makes Arthur's silence on this season.
Yes.
So, it's just, be honestly, uncharacteristic of Arthur Blank.
That's what you just said.
Thank you.
Yes. This is what he does.
So, again, when you're watching, you know, I don't know, whatever it is you watch from the couch, you know, during the day.
2534.
You know, maybe someday you'll be invested in something and you'll be as passionate about it as I am. Or maybe not.
All right. Glad you responded. See, you got me all
2534.
You got me all juiced up.
Like I said, I don't bully people on the radio. Guy just said, get him, Mike Bell. I'm dying at your chat response, says Adrian. No, I mean, like, we're passionate.
If you had a job.
I mean, that's what.
Really?
That's Judge Judy watching.
And that's, I mean, that. By the way, we're friends with Kincaid, a good buddy of ours. We all used to have the same agent. That's like a Kincaid condescending take. And I've never really done that on this show, but I gotta be honest, it is kind of fun to do it once in a
Campbell's
while.
Campbell's soup eaten for lunch every day.
Just because you can't afford. Either way, and look, we're being real with this. We're having fun with Chad 2534. But we're having fun with him, but there is a sense of seriousness with this. Like, we're joking, ha-ha, but right. We're not. Like, at the end of the day, not just Mike, and all the season ticket holders deserve that. Right. Respect. Everybody, no matter what you do. And by the way, I got friends, Mike, that sit front row. They've dropped a lot of money, okay? A lot of money. You times that times 4 or 6, and you tell me what you're looking at. That season ticket and those PSLs are a lot. And they're asking me, like, yo, what's up with Arthur Blank? When is he going to speak?
But
I don't know.
What's the guy's name again? Chad what?
2534.
I love this sense of entitlement. Yeah, as if being a Falcon fan for 27 years and not going to the playoffs for 8 years gives you a sense of entitlement like a Karen to want to hear from the owner while his team is completely screwing things up 7 ways to Sunday.
I hope Chad's watching tomorrow.
Go park your double wide somewhere else, Chad 2534.
We did not say that. We did not say
in
that.
In closing, Chad, shut up and make my...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A latte.
Oh, wow. 404-726-0929.
Well, that's a good job to have, though,
please,
right?
Please start the bid.
They unionized.
Please start the bid.
They got a union now, so he's good to go.
You picked this message of all the ones we got today.
Well, I know,
you know what's funny about
Data,
this?
Data, you got to toughen these kids up. You got, yo, come on. You're
kids,
soft,
kids, this guy's like 45.
We
got to
toughen you guys up back there.
Here's what's funny about this. Like, literally, when Day showed me this, he goes, I want to get Mike's opinion on it. Well, you just got it.
Right. Be careful what you ask for, right?
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.